This outside broadcast of Rise FM Mid-Mornings, live from the announcement of the 2023 matric results, is proudly brought to you by the Mpumalanga Department of Education. Babize bonke. Premier, welcome to Rise FM.
Thank you, and thank you for having me, and good morning to your listeners at home.
What does it mean for the office to be here today?
Well, this is a historic moment to come and celebrate the class of 2023 senior certificate results. I think we've seen quite good achievements that has been attained by our learners. Mm-hmm. The overall pass rate that we've achieved as a province is about 77% if we were to round it off.
Yes.
Which is an achievement, of course. Still needs to be done to make sure that we improve on the percentage that we've registered at this point in time. But of course, yes, we want to take this opportunity and congratulate the class of 2023. Mm-hmm. And say thanks to the parents, the school governing body, the teachers, the principal in our respective schools for making sure that they steer this ship towards the right direction. But had it not been the collective effort that has been put, we wouldn't be celebrating today. We would be receiving shocking waves.
Yeah.
Of course, we are equally concerned by the performance that has been registered in the Tabelo. They've seen taken a knock about 10% reduction from their previous percentage that they've received, and therefore, to us, all that it says, we need to sit down and do the investigation, come up with a mitigation strategy.
Yeah.
That will assist as early as possible. We've already had those meetings. We almost know more or less what could have possibly been the case, the issues in that regard. And we will then follow them up through investigations and remedy the situation so that come class of 2024,
yes,
we should be seeing tremendous improvement in this regard.
And I mean, with class of 2024, we expect only the best. 2023 was called the class of dreams, which I absolutely loved. And I said to a student before, you know, with them, the sky really is the limit, because there are so many things that they went through. I mean, with COVID-19 and how their studies were, I think for me it's very commendable to see how well they have done. Yes, there is room for improvement, but I think it's a collective office. It's the department, it's the communities and parents that have to be equally involved.
Certainly, you know, it takes courage and resilience and commitment to achieve what you want.
Yeah.
Now, if you are being propelled by a dream, even if you plan to have 100% and all your subjects in distinction, but if you fall short to 6, at least you've set bar very high,
yes,
at least fall somewhere below, not too far, not too bad, which is something would still be commendable and be appreciated. Imagine if you were not a dreamer, you always plan around average 50%.
Yeah.
Obviously, you fall below 50 if you were to fall to 30, 20, which again, it turns out to be something else. And these children must keep on dreaming, and they must dream even going to the university, because it doesn't stop here. This is the beginning of their future, and as they traverse the length and breadth of this country, they must know that they've got a dream that they need to pursue. The dream of seeing them being successful,
yes,
building their future, you know, and making better communities from where they come from.
Yeah. A message that you have for the class of 2024?
Well, the class of 24, we will always say to them, matric begins at grade 10. So from where we are seated, they should be going through their work as if they are revising as early as the first day when the schools opened.
Absolutely.
And every moment that they have, they must dedicate their time in school work, And of course, also to urge their parents to allow them time to focus and concentrate on their schoolwork.
Yes.
They must not bore them with their household, housekeeping matters, yes. You know, all those things. And you have this divided concentration between your schoolworks and taking care of the nitty-gritties at home. These are queens and kings of the family. They must be served with whatever that they need for as long as they stick in their book, in the study books, in the study rooms, or in their little corners. So let's encourage them as parents. Let's show commitment. Let's contribute towards their development and growth, and also making sure that they succeed academically. So that cannot begin towards the end of the year. It starts immediately in all honesty. So if we could have that right, I'm telling you, these ones, they too will achieve what they want.
Absolutely. Premier, just before I let you go, I think it's very commendable that you and the department are doing things to motivate the kids who have done so well. Even those that may have not done the best of their abilities, you know, I mean, there's always a chance to do better. So congratulations to you and the province.
Thank you very much. And certainly, I agree. Those who did not make it, they must not despair.
Yeah.
We are still there right behind them to make sure that they too achieve their dream. We've told them what is it that we expect of them to do. We are ready to receive them, and we are ready to play our role in making sure that they make it through their national senior certificate.
Absolutely. Premier, thank you so much.
Thank you, and thank you for having me.